Good afternoon. I'm Dan Blumberg, and this is WNYC. This weekend's Subway Series had all of New York talking baseball, talking A-Rod, Clemens, Reyes, Wong. One thing fans probably didn't talk too much about are baseball cards. Fans just don't collect them the way that they used to. And now Topps, one of the industry's icons for the past 60 years, is close to being sold. That is, if a court will allow it. Joining us now to discuss the controversial sale is Aaron Elstein. He's a senior reporter for Crane's New York Business. Aaron, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So last year, wholesale baseball card sales totaled $270 million. Back in 1991, it totaled $1.2 billion. Now, back in 1991, I was a 12-year-old Mets fan who collected all the baseball cards I could get my hands on. Over the next few years, Topps, Fleer, Donruss, Score, and Upper Deck waged what to me was like a nuclear arms race to see who could create the glossiest, most exclusive cards. And the price of a pack jumped from 65 cents to $3, so I stopped collecting. Now, that's a pretty familiar story, huh?
You're not alone. The adults got into this business and they screwed it up. Basically, what you had was a very nice little business that got started in the 1950s as a way to sell chewing gum. And in about the early 1980s, other companies started to realize there was a lot of money in baseball cards. And people started buying baseball cards like they were an investment and trading them like they were stocks. And so the 25-cent packs that you and I used to buy, you know, people would pay lots of money to buy boxes of them and then sell the most valuable cards. And I couldn't afford it after a while. I'm sure you couldn't either.
Right. I have to imagine video games and fantasy baseball and all that hasn't helped either.
All of that.
So with the baseball card industry in such a tailspin, why would anyone want to buy Topps?
Well, they do still sell a lot of baseball cards, you know, probably 100 million, maybe 150 million worth every year. And it's still a pretty decent business. Basically, you would buy it because you probably have good memories of this business.
So who are the two companies trying to get Topps, and what's this court battle all about?
There are two parties involved here. One of them is a private equity group led by Michael Eisner, who you might all remember from being the CEO of Walt Disney. And the other is a company called Upper Deck, which has been a competitor of Topps for the last 20 years. Now, Eisner's group has a deal that's been signed and agreed to with Topps, but Upper Deck has offered to pay more money for Topps. And so what's going on in court here is that Upper Deck is saying, we want the top shareholders to be able to consider our bid.
Now, what would these two companies do if they got Topps? What would Upper Deck would basically be the last card company standing if they got Topps?
Upper Deck would have the whole business to themselves, and it would be a lot like what baseball cards were in the 1970s when I was buying them, where Topps was the only game in town back then, and now Upper Deck slash Topps would be the only game in town. What the Eisner Group would do? Who knows? Eisner obviously knows a thing or two about baseball. You know, Disney owned the California Angels when he was there. You know, he probably would just try to figure out a way to get kids to buy baseball cards more often again. God forbid, maybe they would cut the price.
And now, in either event, the Topps name likely would survive.
Oh, yeah. This is the best name in the baseball card business. And there's no way the name Topps is going to go away no matter who gets it.
So, Aaron, I asked you to get a pack of baseball cards on your way over here today, and you succeeded, although it wasn't easy, right?
It wasn't easy. I had to go to three places in Midtown. I looked in bodegas, I looked in drugstores, and finally I found a comic book store on Lexington Avenue that had them, but they were in back. You had to ask for them.
Okay, so one pack was, how much does your pack cost?
This pack here, this is the Topps Heritage line, and this cost $3.50.
Okay, and you got me one. This is a $1.25 pack, so let's see who we got here.
Take a look here. Don't forget to chew the gum. Okay, I've got here, oh, these are very handsome cards. These are made like a late 1950s line of cards. They are imitating the look very faithfully. They are trying to remind you of, well, maybe when your father was young. I don't have anybody here that I think is going to the Hall of Fame anytime soon. Tadahito Iguchi is a second baseman for the White Sox. Jason Tyner, outfielder for the Minnesota Twins. If you were a Met fan paying close attention, you might remember him. Yeah.
Well, let's see what I got here. I'm actually still having trouble opening this pack.
Yeah, they do make them childproof, don't they?
No, I got the gum. I got the cheaper pack. For my $1.25 pack of cards, I get six cards.
Six cards. You used to get 15.
And I think my best player here is Tom Gordon, the closer for the Phillies here.
Mm.
So not so hot. So it took you a couple tries just to get a pack of cards. What do they have to do? Is it the fans they have to get more interested, or the retailers, or where does this begin?
They've got to appeal to kids. This is the kind of thing where if you can get a 6 or 7 year old interested in buying these packs and sort of getting some enjoyment out of opening it up and seeing what he gets, I think you could get kids into the habit of buying these things again. But they'd have to be pretty inexpensive. The first pack of cards I bought, and this is dating myself, they were 15 cents back in 1976. And I don't know how much money kids are carrying in their wallet nowadays, but I don't think they're carrying $3.50 around that they want to spend on 8 baseball cards. So I think this has got to become a much better, as they say in business, value proposition.
All right, Aaron, last question. How's the gum?
Let's find out. Oh, geez. It's like cardboard. This is about how I remember it. Yeah.
So maybe that's the trick then. Once upon a time, it was the baseball cards that were increasing the gum sales. Maybe if they get better gum in the packs, they could increase the card sales.
Yeah, whatever works. Yeah.
All right. Aaron Elstein is a senior reporter at Crain's New York Business. Aaron, thanks again.
Thank you very much.
This is WNYC.